Okay, has everybody powered up their sound interface? Please don't put on the headphones just yet. I need to give you some more explanations. The device is running on an embedded system. Most control is achieved via the interactive Braille matrix, but Sighted can also attach a screen and a normal keyboard in case they can't read Braille. By the way, is anybody sighted of you?
Yes, I'm sighted, but I know my way around in Braille, so I guess I'm fine.
Okay, that makes it a lot easier. The workflow is a lot smoother if you just work with the Braille interface without switching to the GUI environment. It also runs much faster, of course. And please, don't turn up the volume of the loudspeaker too much, okay? I mean, we're in a small group, but quickly it's just impossible to work. You'd be better off if you use headphones. Okay, let's start with some generic hearing exercises. These are important to train your hearing and to expand your sensitivity to small details within sounds. You will be passed through a number of tests that will measure and train how well you resolve sound events. Please open up the file Synthetic Test 1 from our shared folder with the Load Project command in the second row. In this test, the sine wave will alternate between two pitches that increasingly come closer to each other over time, up to the point where they cannot be told apart anymore. That will sound like this. Listen to it and press the leftmost button on your interface as soon as you can't hear the difference anymore. The test will run in several variations of pitches and speeds, and after it's finished, you will be shown a performance score. There are also three more tests with different challenges if you want to practice at home.
Okay, so we start. Do you understand what we've got to do? I guess it's pretty obvious.
So first meeting, yes, then you?
Or should I do it first?
Okay, you can.
This is a typical practice-based seminar at our institute. While our institute is of course open for everybody, the visually impaired show a special talent for making the best use of acoustic epistemologies. From the beginning on, our course was especially popular for blind people, making up approximately 80% of the enrolled students. These numbers have to be placed in relation to the overall situation of the visually impaired. The average percentage of blind students in academia is just about 0.4% due to the problems that a mostly visual knowledge culture necessarily yields for them. While they are eligible for benefits such as paid transcription assistance and Braille hardware, the visual bias is just too hard to overcome in most cases, making it hard for them to participate in academia. But at our institute, the sighted are the minority. It has to be added that blind students that make it to graduation usually show a strong competence in self-management and a remarkable resilience. Usually, they choose to specialize within their fields in order to compete against their sighted colleagues, and therefore our offerings at the Institute are an attractive and unique feature for the visually impaired.